pickup, okay?
Uh-huh.
We were driving down from northern Arizona, Oak
yes.
Creek. This thing followed us, and it ain't no jet, and ain't no planet or star, okay? I think it's landed, okay?
Uh-huh.
On the west side of Phoenix, right off Bell Road. If you don't want to check it out, I don't care. But I wouldn't call if I didn't think it was serious. We're not the only ones that's seen it. A couple other people did, too.
Okay, now,
You want to know a little bit about it?
Well, first of all, which highway were you driving on?
Well, what's the number of that highway that we were driving on? 89? Hurry up. This is correct.
That's okay. We want to get it right.
Oh, my God. I'm scared. You know what happened? It came about at least 25 feet to us, okay?
Okay.
And then it kind of swerved. And the colors of it are like green, blue, and red, all right? Now, we're in Phoenix now, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we were driving. My husband had his foot on the gas. We were going about 60 miles an hour, right? Our speedometer went all the way down to about 45, and he didn't take his foot off the gas pedal.
I-17
is the number of the highway.
Interstate 17.
Right.
And you were driving in which direction?
We were going, I guess you'd say south.
Okay.
Going towards Phoenix.
Okay. Now, start right from the beginning.
Okay.
Just tell me everything you saw and everything that happened.
Who wants to start from the beginning? Okay. I have to slow down. Can I have a cigarette? All right. We were driving down Interstate 17, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. I just happened to look up in the sky, and I thought it was a star, you know? But that thing kept coming in closer and closer, all right? Okay, we started to go a little bit faster because it kind of scared us a little bit. And it kind of changed colors, and it had like a dome light on the bottom of it. Okay?
Okay.
And we pulled into a gas station in Cordes Junction, Arizona. We talked to a couple other people, and they said it looked like a UFO, a mobile gas station. It's the only one there. And they said that they've been watching this thing, okay? It's been there for a few other nights.
Uh-huh.
All right. As we kept driving on, okay, we left the gas station. It seemed to follow us, all right? Okay, we got into Phoenix. We're at another gas station. I'm talking to you right now, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we seen it, and it looked like it landed. Okay? But it came about 25 feet up to us. This is when we was up by Oak Creek.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what it wants or what the heck it is.
Okay, now when you first spotted this, where was this in relation to you as you were driving down the highway?
I was on the passenger side.
Right.
I'd say, let's see, what would it be? What direction in the sky?
Kind of west.
The west side.
Okay.
And then as we came in, it seemed to, like, cut in front of us, you know?
Yeah.
And then it kind of went back, it moved back, and then it came in real close to us.
Well, did this thing pass across the highway in front of you?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then as we got into Phoenix, it was more or less, like, on the left-hand corner, which would be facing the east, or facing going towards California.
West.
Right, west. I don't know.
Okay.
But the reason why I found up is because our speedometer went all the way down. And he didn't take his... Then I came back up, and he didn't even take his foot off the gas pedal. In our car, we just got it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, what shape did this thing have?
Okay, it had like a spiral shape. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. But it had, like, blue lights coming out from each side, all right?
Uh-huh.
But it would change colors, like it was rotating. And then it had, like, a white dome thing underneath, okay? And then as we got into Phoenix, it turned real red.
Okay. Did this seem to follow you into Phoenix?
Yes! That's what scared us.
Okay, now after you got...
Just a minute. What?
No.
Okay. All right. I called up the Federal Aviation, okay?
Uh-huh.
see what they could do. And as soon as I called them up, the thing seemed to go off into the sky. Okay?
Okay, which direction did it go?
It went off into the west, further off into the west.
Okay.
And then it came back in, and it lowered down, and it looked like it was landing.
Okay.
I told him that it disappeared, and it came back.
My husband is talking to me at the same time.
Okay, now, after this appeared to land, did you see it anymore after that?
No, I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see it now, but it must have landed someplace.
How large would you say it was? Could you compare it with anything?
Oh, my God, it was huge. It looked like the size of, geez, have you ever seen one of those big jets?
747?
Yeah, something like that,
yes.
Except the lights on it was like a gigantic dome light, and it kept changing colors.
Okay, but you could definitely see the outline of a vehicle of some kind?
Yes, uh-huh. There was no plane.
Okay, did you hear any sound?
No, but all I could tell you is exactly what happened to us with the speedometer.
Okay, now did anything else unusual happen? Like, were you playing your radio in the car?
We were playing the radio, but nothing. I didn't hear no interference. You know, when you're high up in the mountains, you have interference anyway.
Okay, how about the traffic on the highway?
There's about 3 or 4 other cars, but when it came real close up to us, nobody was out there.
No other cars were around?
No, not until we got into the gas station, and as we pulled out, more traffic started coming down. But where we were at that time, nothing was around.
Okay, now that would be at the Cornish Junction where you stopped at the gas station. Okay, then after you left there and you saw it again, was there any more traffic around?
Yeah, but it went further off into the west, and like I told you, it disappeared, and then it came back, and it looked like it landed.
Okay, now would this be, did this appear to come down within the city?
Let's see, just a minute. What would that be out that way? California? If the thing's that big, okay?
Uh-huh.
And if it's brightening up the sky that big, when we've seen it land, it could be going towards, which way is that, Vegas? Or what? Well, what's the closest town out there?
I would say, yeah.
Just a minute.
Headed to Blythe.
You know where Blythe is?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it looked like. But
okay.
It looks close to us because it's so big.
Okay.
But it could be out in the desert, too.
Okay, now, when this came down at its lowest point, how, or could you estimate the altitude?
Yeah, I'd say about, the lowest point that I saw, I'd say about 25 feet.
Okay, did it illuminate the ground when it came that close?
I couldn't see that.
Okay.
I couldn't see that, but I did see the thing come down.
Okay.
And I seen it about that low.
And then you could definitely see the thing go back up again.
All right. But when I seen it the last time, the thing just landed.
Right.
It didn't go off into the sky. It was coming down in like a straight line.
Uh-huh. Vertically straight down.
Right.
Okay.
I've never seen it like this before.
Now,
this is weird.
When this is very important. When this object crossed in front of you or back and forth across the highway, which direction were you heading then?
We were heading south, and it looked like it was going to the left.
It would go to your left across
right.
the highway?
Right.
And then did it come back
right. and then
to the right?
Right. And then as we kept on going down, we were like more or less on a straight highway, right?
Right.
It was to the left side. When we got into the gas station, it was to the right side, which is the west.
Okay. And what, do you have the time that happened?
Yes, just a minute. What time was that? What time was it when we left Oak Creek?
About 7:30.
It was about 7:30, but when we just seen it land, or whatever you want to call it, about 9:35.
Okay.
So it's been with us for about 2.5 hours. And now all of a sudden the it's gone, then I'm talking to you. You know, it just doesn't make no sense for us or for that thing up there.
Okay, how's the sky conditions there tonight?
Very clear. It's black, but it's clear.
Okay. Okay, now, when you got out of the car, you didn't hear any sound at all?
No. No, uh-uh.
Okay.
You mean when we was at the Cordy's Junction?
Right.
No, uh-uh. It was very still, and it was kind of cold. We didn't hear nothing, but we seen it.
Okay, now, when it made its closest approach to you,
mm-hmm.
could you estimate the distance?
Well, like I said, about 25 feet, but it was... You want the altitude off the ground, or how close in front of us?
Well, both at that point.
I'd say about 25 feet in front of us, and I'd say about, 55, 75 feet in the air.
Okay, now, was this the point where the speedometer dropped?
Yes.
Okay, did that ever repeat itself?
No.
Okay, now is that the only unusual thing that happened?
That's the only weird thing that happened to
okay.
the speedometer.
Did either one of you have any physical or mental phenomena of any kind take place?
No.
Traffic on the
no.
highway?
Right. Nobody.
Okay. Have you traveled this roadway before?
Yeah, we go up Dale Creek every once in a while. You know, like we go camping up there or something.
Okay, would it be unusual for a lack of traffic on a main interstate highway like that?
Yeah, it is, because when we went up there today, we went up there camping, okay?
Uh-huh.
But the campgrounds were all closed. We thought since Lincoln's birthday, right, a lot
right.
of people would be going up there. But since the campgrounds were closed, not very many people were on the road. We didn't know that until we got up there.
Okay.
So we went up there and we had dinner and then we left because there was no place to camp over.
Right. Okay. Can we get back to you if we need more information?
Oh, beautiful. Anything you want. I'm here.
Okay. Can we send you a questionnaire?
Sure can.
It's quite detailed and we'd sure appreciate it if you'd fill it in for us.
This is weird, huh?
Have you ever had this, seen one of these things before?
No, but I'll tell you something. Last year, you know who Travis Walton is?
Oh, yes.
We went up there. We know him, okay? We went up there out of curiosity to talk to him about it. And it was the same day last year that we went up there, which is today, that we saw that thing up in Heber.
You know Travis Walton personally?
No, not... We more or less know him as an acquaintance. We went up to his house out of curiosity
oh,
to
I
talk
see.
To him.
Okay.
You know. But what's so strange about it is last year... Okay. 1 year later, today, was when we were up there last year.
That is a coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. You know, I don't even know if I believe Travis or not, but after this...
Maybe they got you lined up for the next ride.
Don't say that. I don't want to go yet.
What was
I
your husband's
not.
First name?
Excuse me?
What was your husband's
Daniel.
First name? Daniel. Okay, what's your rating?
I'm 22. My husband's 26.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate this report, and we'll get on it right away, and we'll, if we come up with any additional information, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okie doke.
Would you be available for an interview if we get
sure.
somebody in there?
Sure, anything you want.
And, okay, where did you get our number?
The Federal Aviation gave it to me, and they told me to call you up right away.
Would that be the tower at the airport?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
You can call them back up and verify it.
Okay, thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.